And we have two guests coming on the show, everyone, today that I'm very excited for you to hear the interview with them. And day one of the two-day class, as I started to share with you, because Eric, I wanted you to know about this too, you know, we just don't talk about staging. We talk about principles for living. And an example of that would be that I never truly understand everything that I see people do. I mean, how could I? Because they have a whole life that I don't know about.
Absolutely.
So sometimes we
make an example,
like maybe somebody, you know, is upset because their hot water tank is broken, and we have a real estate agent listening, and they're starting to complain to this agent in the middle of closing the transaction. But I always said to myself, you know what? It's not just the hot water tank. Otherwise, they wouldn't be creating such a drama about it. So when we see people with these dramas, because some tend to do that more than others, then what happens is I say to myself, there's more than meets the eye here. So as we talk about those ideas in class, it's really great for any of us to get together, share thoughts of how we can improve our positive choices that we make, our lives every day, our actions, our reactions, because everything is an act and then we react to that, and how we react is our choice. And so one of the guests that we're going to have today, who's coming on at the more towards the bottom of the hour, is Sharon Chafin, and she's with Windermere Real Estate. And I want to interview her about the real estate market today and what's going on and what she's seeing for inventory for sale, and also what are buyers looking for, and about loans and mortgages and length of selling time, all of that information, as well as staging homes. And then we have a special guest from Whidbey Island. And so you let me know when Virginia is on. Is she ready? Virginia.
Yeah, we have her.
Virginia, are you on the line? Virginia, are you there?
Okay, maybe she stepped away momentarily.
We'll hope for our Virginia. Virginia.
I'm here.
She's
all right,
there. There she is.
How are you, Barb?
I'm great, sweetie. It's so great to hear your voice. Thank you for agreeing to be on my show.
I thought it was next week, Barb.
That's all righty, sweetie pie. We've got you down, and we're just so glad to have you as a guest. I want to introduce you to everyone that's listening, and this is Virginia. And she owns, among many things, Virginia's Antiques in Langley, Washington on Whidbey Island. Isn't that the truth?
That's the truth.
And tell me, you have another store there, too.
I do. I have Virginia's, too.
And then you have your daughters.
I have my daughters right next door, one on one and one down, one next to me and one down.
And tell us all what the names of their shops are.
Michelle's is the Big Sister.
Big Sister. I love that store.
Yes.
For clothing and ideas. For even for decorating, too. And then what about your other daughter?
And then Denise has the cottage.
I love the cottage.
Yes.
I love the cottage. How do you describe what she carries in her shop?
Well, she carries a lot of bridal things.
Oh,
they're
beautiful.
And does a lot with people getting married and having fun like that. And she has beautiful clothing and a lot of lingerie and interesting things.
Well, I just bought a silk scarf from her, and I told her about the scarves I knit, so she wants me to bring those in, too. And I got this beautiful green hat. It's that celadon green. When you were out for a minute and there was someone else in your shop helping, I went down and saw your daughter, and I walked out with this gorgeous green hat and this rust scarf. I love it. So I want to talk a little bit about you. Now, I need you to know that I talk about you more than you could know when I'm not with you, because I really look up to you. I really do. You are a woman that I think has made such a difference in a community. And one of my goals in life, Virginia, is to be like you and to help empower other women and to acknowledge women for, and men as well. And being a female, I look to the women first for acknowledging them for all the great things they do. And do you mind sharing with everybody how young you are?
Well, I'm 84 and a half.
84 and a half. When is your next birthday?
January 2nd.
January 2nd? Are you a Capricorn?
I'm a Capricorn.
No wonder I love you. I'm a Capricorn, too.
Absolutely. Capricorns are great.
We didn't know that. We were each other Capricorns. I'm a January 9th.
Oh.
Nine
That's
is my
great.
Number. Anytime you get any nines in the shop, you call me. I want to get those nines, numbers and things. Now, I am again, honored to have you on the show, and I want you to tell everybody what you carry at Virginia and Virginia's Antiques, because what you have there, to me, is sometimes I go in antique shops, and they are really kind of stuffy and old things that maybe some of us that decorate don't tune into as much. And in your shop, you have such an array. Tell everybody the kind of things you have.
Well, I have, actually, I choose everything that comes in here, and I finally had an overflow and had to have another shop down the street, which carries a lot of up-to-date antiques and personal things that you can put in your home. And in my big shop, I carry jewelry, I carry glassware, I carry china and lamps and pieces of furniture and Indian things and ivory things. Just an array of everything.
I have found in your shop some of the most special things that are in my home, and I happen to love large pieces. And I don't know if you remember, but you probably do, about 7 years ago, there was a piece that stands probably about 4.5 to 5 feet high that was black and white checks.
Yeah.
I love it. That started my whole black and white phase, and it had this huge globe on top, or it does because it's in my home now, where you could put this large candle in it. And it was like the bottom of a lamp post or something from Europe. I love that. Now, the other piece that I'm thinking of right away is my gorgeous chicken that I got from you.
Because I
happen to love chickens. And this chicken, you know the chicken I'm talking about? It's like 2.5 feet high. It's huge.
It's a rooster.
It's a rooster.
Yeah.
It's a rooster. That's right. He has relatives.
That's right.
And where do you find your things?
Well, that rooster I got down at the gift center in Seattle.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then... a lot of things people just bring in. I've been here for so long that I don't have to go out looking for things anymore. People bring things in to me, and that's the easiest way to get it done.
Now, how long have you had your business on Whidbey Island?
32 years.
32 years on Whidbey Island.
Uh-huh.
And I want to give everybody your address, because one of my goals is to spread the word about the great places on Whidbey Island as well as our other communities. And a lot of people, when they come to my home, they say, I've never seen such great things. Where did you get these? And I say, right on Whidbey Island. So
that's right.
What is the address of the store?
My store address is 206 First Street.
So you're on the main street.
I'm on the main street on the water side.
And so actually there, the water view is right out the back windows.
Exactly.
You're looking at Camino Island over there.
I'm looking at Camino. It's a beautiful, beautiful view from here.
And, sweetie, I want to give your phone number on the show. What is your phone number?
360-221-7797. Yes.
And those of you that are looking for special things, you call Virginia because she'll help you find them. And then get yourself on that ferry and go over there to Whidbey. It's only a 15-minute ferry ride, for heaven's sakes.
That's right.
And you're there before you know it. And then you just get right off at Clinton, is the name of the ferry dock.
Uh-huh.
And you catch it in Mukilteo.
Yes.
And then you just drive straight up the road. Just a little ways, there's a sign that says Langley. You take a right, and you go straight into town, and it takes you right to Virginia's shop First Street.
Actually, when you come right into town, I'm just practically right the first couple of little places right here in Langley on the water side.
On the water side. Now, sweetie, and you know I call everybody sweetie because everyone is sweet. We just need to recognize that in everyone.
Right.
What are your hours?
10 to 6 every day.
10 to 6 every day. Uh-huh. And here you are. The young 84 and a half that you are, and birthday January 2nd. And what would you say, because we have just a couple of minutes left, what would you say in your advice to women about leading a long, healthy life and being happy? What would you say?
Well, I really don't know how come I'm living this long, but I do know that working has helped me, and I've worked practically, since my children were grown, I've practically worked every day ever since then. And I think keeping up with the community and talking with people and gives you a different aspect of what's going on. And it's fun besides that.
It is fun.
It's fun.
It is fun, and I love to see your beautiful, beautiful face. Your skin is so gorgeous, and someday I'll tell you all. She taught me the secret of what she gets at the drugstore.
That's right.
And I love it. I went over and bought it, and people talk about my skin now because of you.
We use it every day.
We use it every day. And tell me now, how much longer do you have to be on the air with us today? Because I want to have you back sometime.
I think I've just about had it.
All right, sweetie All right. pie. Well, I want to thank you, Virginia, for sharing some time with us. And everybody, go see Virginia. Call her up. She's on First Street in Langley, Washington, the most beautiful place, one of in the world that I know. And Virginia, you take good care, and I'll see you soon on Whidbey.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye, sweetie. She is so special. I'm just honored to have her on the show. Now, listen, stay tuned, because when we come back, I want to tell you a little bit more about some staging ideas, which are really decorating ideas, because you don't have to sell your house to stage it, you know. And then we have a special guest at the bottom of the hour. Sharon is coming on at 2:30 from Seattle. She works at Windermere Real Estate, and I had the joy of being with her last Thursday and Friday. I'm going to have her tell you about what she created in one of the rooms that she staged. So everybody, listen to our sponsors. We love them. We need them. Stay tuned. This is Barb. I'll be right back. What a great place to be, live, and work. And the clouds may be out today, but the sun is shining. And always remember, one day I had a kind of a big challenge and a problem, you might call it, but I like to call them challenges. And the young age I'm getting to be, I began to realize that challenges really do, in the end, give us a lot of opportunities for learning things. And so now these days when challenges come along that I used to call problems, I take a look at it and I say, let me step out of this box a second, because we tend to get trapped inside with the problem that we're now going to think of as a challenge. And then I say, what opportunities do I have here to show who I am in my own integrity, in my own spirit? And also, what do I choose to learn by this? And it's tough sometimes, isn't it? Man, some of these challenges can be big and come out of the blue. And so they come along from time to time. And so as I'm thinking about that and looking at the lessons that life has for us, that one day I thought, you know, it's so dark and gloomy outside, but hey, the sun's still there. It's just covered up a little bit. And so our smiles are still there as well. Thanks for being on with us today at Positive Choice Talk Radio. It is a real joy sharing my airtime with you. And I want to thank you and congratulate all the new accredited staging professionals that just graduated with me in Kirkland, because they came all the way from Seattle, Bothell, Wenatchee, Yakima, and even Florida. And one of our guests is someone that was with me the last 2.5 days, so to speak, and I'm going to be interviewing her pretty soon. I also want to welcome Eric, who's our producer in the studio. Eric, say hi to everybody again.
Hello.
Hello. You know, I never got to ask you, what do you do besides being here? What hobbies do you have?
Hobbies. I play music, perform music. Yeah.
In what way? What instrument?
Guitar and keyboard and bass and sing.
So if I had a song I wanted to sing, could you do the background for me?
It would depend.
Okay. Tell me what it would depend on.
Well, if you're singing along to Beethoven's Fifth, I'm not sure I can help you out there.
I won't
something
be doing that.
Simple.
I won't be doing that. But you know what I found in Seattle once, and I don't know where he is now. I was going to sing for an event, which I did do, and you know it was in the wrong key on the record. Besides, somebody else is singing on the record. So what I did was pay for the rights to have the music, and then he recorded the background by playing it at home on his kind of a, what do you call those keyboards that are, you know, they sound acoustical, that's what it was. And then I sang to the CD that he cut, you know, because he couldn't come to the show, and it worked.
Great.
Do you do that? Do you do that? Huh?
Well, not specifically that example, but yeah.
Things like that. I'm glad to know that about you. I'm so glad to know that about you. There's many things I don't know about you. I apologize, that I hope to learn more and more over time.
Well, we'll continue to get to know each other.
Yes, we will. Thank you so much. I'm wanting to know if our special guest, Sharon, is on.
It looks like she is on the line.
Sharon, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, Sharon, welcome to Staging
you.
Life with Barb. It's so great to have you on.
Well, thank you for having me on. What a treat.
Well, it's our treat, too. So thanks a lot. And I want to introduce Sharon Chafin to everyone with Windermere Real Estate. And tell us, which Windermere office are you with?
I'm in the junction right between Oregon and Alaska, right on California Avenue.
Oh, my gosh. But you're not in Alaska.
No.
No, you're not in Alaska. You're in downtown Seattle.
I'm downtown or West Seattle.
West Seattle. I love West Seattle.
West by God, Seattle.
I love West Seattle. Now, I had the joy of working together with you these last couple of days, because today's Monday already. It's hard to believe.
I know.
I know. Last Thursday and Friday. And tell everybody the class that you took.
Well, I took the accredited staging professional class. And I'll tell you what, it was such an experience. It's not just a class. It's an experience with Barb. I mean, she's just comes from her heart, and you can tell it all over the place. We had such a great time. I learned a lot. I thought I knew about staging, and now I really know I learn about staging.
Well, thank you so much. We enter this zone, so to speak. I feel so blessed and honored to work with everybody, and we're in that. It's kind of like a cocoon for 2+ days. And the experience, including myself, for me to be with you and others, is so empowering for me. And tell me what you mean, and our listeners too, that you thought you knew about staging and now there's another dimension added. What does that mean?
Well, I kind of went into it as I thought it was more of a design sort of thing. I think like a lot of people do. And you taught us that basically, you know, condition is not staging for one thing. You really taught us with your life experiences how to deal with people and how to get them possibly to stage their home so you can get the best value for them. That was something that was kind of beyond me, too. I was like, how do you talk someone into doing this? Of course, with their best interest at heart. But you showed us how to do that. And with your total life experiences that you've had to share with us, it was quite the eye-opener. So with staging, I'm trying to think. I'm losing my thought here.
That's all right. No, sweetie, you're just. And by the way, you sound so great on the radio.
Well, thank you.
You do. You're welcome. You sound fabulous. And everyone listening, as someday you may be one of my guests, if you'd like to be a guest on my show, please email me, barb@stagedhomes.com. That's stagedhomes.com. And by the way, anyone that would like to ask myself a question on my show, or Sharon as an agent with Windermere as my special guest today, please call in. And let me give you that number. It's toll free, 888. And then we have
298.
There we go.
5569, which is also 888-298-KKNW.
That's awesome, but it was too fast for me. I'm sorry, man. So say that again. So it's 888-298-KKNW. KKNW, which is our channel, our station.
That's
and
right.
And then Positive Choice Talk Radio is a part of that.
Absolutely.
So I know sometimes that's the way I remember things, or with the letters on the phone. And I remember the days when we didn't have the numbers on the phone. It was just the letters that you would actually punch. I mean, they've always had the numbers that physically you could see, but they used to give out phone numbers like that. Like
Klondike 5.
That's right.
Transylvania 6500.
Harry 4.
That's right. See? And so those numbers are actually at the end then, 5527. Mm-hmm. Is that right? For the KKNW.
5569 is KKNW.
Oh, 5569 at the end.
Yeah, so part of the toll-free number is KKNW.
Oh, okay. Got it. Great. So now that I may have confused everyone, it's 888-298-5569. 5569. So, Sharon, my dear, it is such a joy to have you on. And let me ask you, because there's a lot of things I want to visit with you about. Tell me, what is the real estate market in the greater Seattle area doing right now?
Well, and actually, I can only pretty much speak for West Seattle because that's my expertise.
Sure.
And, you know, it's still pretty hot over here. We've got an average in the last 6 months of homes being on the market in all price ranges, just an overall average of 46 days, which,
wow.
And around here, if it's been on the market for a week, we're like, what's the matter with that house?
Wow.
So it's still pretty hot, and especially in your, say, under 350 range, we're still seeing multiple offers going on here. So
now, when you say multiple offers, tell me, what does that really mean? I mean, how many or, you know, how few? What does that mean?
It can mean 2 to 5 people are very interested in a property, and, of course, the owners will be looking at an offer on a particular day because they know they're going to get there. They pretty much, you have a feel, you know, whether you've got a hot house or not. And so you're going to set a specific day to look at those offers, and hopefully you'll have multiple offers. And basically your seller picks the best one that they see there.
Now, that was something I wanted to visit with you about, too. Mm-hmm. So let's say the house, let's pretend, because it should be, it's staged. And that house, you've taken the listing, and you've got to turn that into the multiple.
Right.
And that would be our Northwest Multiple Listing Association,
correct,
of which you're a member, and actually I'm a member, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so as that goes in, then the sign's going up and the marketing's starting and the key box is on, mm-hmm, and now the buyers are coming through. And maybe there's a broker's open house for other agents to see it,
right,
if it didn't come on, you know, like on Saturday, and you already missed the time for that because it would be the following week, or maybe an open house that week. And so how do you decide how long you're going to take before with your owner you're going to look at these offers? Do you say 5 days from now, or how do you do that?
We try not in our office to let them wait too long. It's pretty anguishing for the buyer.
Yes.
It really is.
Yeah.
It is. So you really don't want to go more than 2 to 3 days on that.
So let's say the house comes on today.
Mm-hmm.
It's Monday.
Uh-huh.
So then how do you inform the other agents or the buyers when offers are going to be looked at?
We actually put that in the agent remarks in the MLS that we'll be looking at offers on this day.
The seller will look at all offers, mm-hmm, by Thursday or on Thursday.
Correct.
Okay. Now, because I think our listeners, and I know they have these questions because they've asked me when I see them somewhere, and in a minute we're going to take a commercial break, but even in the middle of that, we're going to come back and pick up the same topic. So now the agent that represents the buyer, because typically we have an agent representing the seller,
mm-hmm,
and another practicing agent, typically, get that word out of my mouth, representing, mm-hmm, the buyer.
Right.
And so let's say that there are five of them.
Mm-hmm.
So now what does the buyer's agent do? They write the offer, and then you tell everybody what they do. What do they do
now,
next?
Now, actually, well, a good agent's going to call first and see if there are any other offers coming in.
Of course,
they'll, you know, as a courtesy, we'll tell you if there are other offers. They're not going to tell you what the offers are if they,
right,
know, of course.
Yeah, they can't do that.
They can't do that. But just to know that will help you determine whether you should come in a little bit higher if your buyers can do that or not.
So let's pretend that my husband, Kirk, that's his name, Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
You didn't get to meet him, but you heard about him, didn't you?
I did.
He's actually in the studio with me right now. Say hi, Captain Kirk.
Hi, Captain Kirk.
Hi there. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, and you got to get up there, man, so that everybody can hear you. There he is. And he's usually with me, everyone, when we
the bridge deck of the,
yes,
Starship.
I like PCTR. That. That's good, Eric. Kind of like that. Yes, because he is. You're right.
Is he in control, though?
Well, that's always a fair question, actually. Especially since I'm kind of co-piloting here.
Was Captain Kirk ever really in control? I wasn't like Sulu pushing the buttons there.
Yeah, that's really true. He played a very important role, though, didn't he?
Sure.
Yeah. Actually did. So let's say that Captain Kirk has this offer, and so he's calling you, and from what you're just saying, as the listing agent, let's pretend you are the listing agent,
uh-huh,
then he's going to say, well, are there other offers? Now, uh-huh, can you tell him?
I will just say yes or no. I mean,
okay.
I tell the truth.
Okay, and then will he say how many other offers are there?
He certainly can do that.
And would you answer that?
Absolutely.
So you would say, like what?
I would say, well, there are two offers, and I've just got a phone call, and there's another one coming in.
So now he can go back to his buyers, and he can say, buyers, there are already three offers, two on the table, one coming in. And, of course, representing the seller, you cannot tell him anything about those offers.
That's right.
Because that's confidential between that agent representing that buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably haven't seen him either, because you're going to sit down with your seller later on Thursday and look at all of them.
That's correct.
So meanwhile, now Kirk goes back and he says, well, buyers, and Kirk, you would be saying this, wouldn't you? You know, if you're very serious about buying this house, you've got to realize there's three other offers coming in. So you've got to put your best foot forward. Wouldn't you say that, Kirk?
Definitely. In this market, you have to.
So, and enthusiastically, I know you would be saying
also,
that to them.
Exactly. You'd also say, and how much do you love this house?
Right. How much do you really love this?
Do you really want to go through with this?
Absolutely.
You know, they really, sometimes they will back out because they just don't want to deal with that.
Well, you stay tuned, Sharon, because right along with you and me and our listeners, we're going to listen to a wonderful sponsor break. And everybody, stay tuned to learn more from Sharon on Staging Life with Barb. And thanks so much. We'll talk soon. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz to Staging Life with Barb. Thanks so much for listening to my show today. I'm just so excited to be with you. Mondays are my favorite day because that's when I'm on the air with you. And soon you may hear me on Friday, too. You never know. So stay tuned. We'll keep you posted. Meanwhile, and they're playing that beautiful song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, in the background. I grew up like Dorothy in Kansas, and Daddy was with Boring, and I got moved out to Seattle, and this has been home ever since. I love the Seattle area. And then
is that you bringing those tornadoes here?
No, no.
Because we didn't have those in Washington.
You were the second
before.
Person that said that to me this week, actually. And I was shocked that we had tornadoes over towards Snoqualmie, didn't we?
Luckily, they were fairly small.
They were fairly small, and it's that change with that hot air and that cold air. When they meet, look out. And you could be anywhere, and that could happen. They actually had them. Where was it last year? In a place like New York or something, was totally unheard of. Mm-hmm. But when you have a lot of hot air, and that's not me, and a lot of cold air, and that's not me either, and they meet, then you can have one of those little tornadoes with Dorothy and her red shoes. I want to welcome back all of you for listening, and also our special guest, Sharon Chafin, with Windermere Real Estate out of West Seattle's office. And so, Sharon, thanks. You were sharing with us about the multiple offers that can come in when someone is falling in love with a house, mm-hmm. and you're the listing agent. So we have someone on the line, I know, that wants to ask a question. And Michelle, are you there? Because I know Eric's going to introduce her in a second. But meanwhile, as we bring her on, let's keep going for a minute, because as we talk about these multiple offers, so now you're telling your seller, well, an agent called and they wrote an offer, and another agent called and they have an offer, and so far we have, let's say, four offers. Mm-hmm. And today, pretend today, well, today's Monday. And so by Thursday, heavens knows, we could have like six or seven of them.
Yeah, could be true.
It could be true. And so then what happens next? When on Thursday, what happens? You set the time, and where do you go?
That's correct. We set a time, and what we do is we have people come in order. Basically, we try to keep it as fair as possible and have them just come in the order that they called.
Oh, okay.
And we'll just, if they want to, this is if they want to present in person. Some will, and some will just fax their order in.
Now, we're talking about the agent.
Their order, yeah.
Yeah, now, I want to interrupt here and say that, because I've sold also, like you, so many homes through the years. And when I was representing a buyer, I always want to present it to the seller and the listing agent in person, because to do my buyer justice, I just really want to be able to present their, you know, offer.
Absolutely. And that's how I work as well. So what we'll do is the ones that are faxed in, we'll just keep at hand.
Okay.
And we'll just make arrangements with those that want to present in person and certainly allow that to happen.
Okay, great. Okay. So now Thursday has come and you're sitting down and we have all the multiple offers, and that's really cool that you present them in the time frame that they came in on. So whoever wrote theirs first would probably be presented first.
Mm-hmm.
They've been waiting the longest, too.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm.
And so how long does that take?
Well, it doesn't really take a whole long time. Usually they're going to come in and just go through the highlights, and then we'll look at the particulars together after they've left the room. And
so if Kirk was this agent, he came in and he presented it, and you asked some questions,
mm-hmm.
and he talked about the buyers and why they did what they did in writing.
Sure.
And then you'd say, thank you, Kirk, bye-bye. And then you and your owners would sit and talk about that offer a little bit.
Right. And at that point, you're also, while the presentation's going on, you hopefully have instructed your owners, your sellers, not to make any comments.
Right.
If they have questions, fine, but just
Yeah, a lot of going on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you heard me say in the course that I teach last week that we teach our sellers nothing is, you know, it's not necessarily the way that it comes in, the way that it ends up that counts,
right.
And also that we don't want to ever choose to be insulted or anything. We just do and we learn about what that buyer has offered, and then you go to the next one.
Right.
And so this process, totally, if you had five offers, how long would this take, maybe?
Oh, gosh. Well, that could take
take about an hour and a half or so, really, okay. if you're punching through and everyone's on time.
Okay. Is the seller exhausted then?
Yeah.
They're wiped out emotionally.
They really are.
And then how soon, you know, I know there's a time frame that buyers say, I'd like to know the answer by. So what do you advise your seller to do?
There are, well, you know, we're going to, if there's that many or that many, you know, we will probably say that we're going to get back to everybody by the next day.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Because they need to give each one considerable thought.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I know we have Michelle from Bellevue on the line, and I have some other questions about the multiple offers that I want to come back to later, as well as staging the house. But meanwhile, Michelle, are you there?
I am.
Thank you, Michelle. You live in Bellevue, is that right?
Well, I work in Bellevue.
You work in Bellevue.
I recently attended one of your Discover You classes.
Ah, Michelle, hi!
Yeah.
Oh, bless your heart. This is Barb Schwartz, and I so appreciate you calling in.
Well, I knew about your radio station, and every time I can catch it at this time of day, if I'm in the car, I consider myself lucky to listen to it. So.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yes,
oh, my
fabulous.
God, girl, I'm so glad you called in, and I want to introduce you to several people. This is Michelle. Sharon is with Windermere in West Seattle. Say hi to Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
And we've all three met each other. We just haven't been in the same room at the same time.
That's right.
And then we have Eric in studio as our producer. And we have dear Captain Kirk.
Hello.
My husband.
From the bridge.
Captain, hello.
Yes, Captain's from the
hello,
bridge.
Hello, Captain.
Now, Michelle, was Captain there that day? That I was with you?
No, it was just you and, your energy.
Thank you, love. He's been disappearing lately.
It was the golf tournament.
He was in a golf tournament.
Well.
I've got to get him up close to the microphone. He leans back in the chair, but he's got a great smile.
He's a little higher than you.
Yeah, really. So, Michelle, we're just really glad to have you call in. And did you have a question that we could visit about?
Well, it has to do with staging. My first introduction to staging was finding you on the website and then taking the overview class, I would call it, at Discover You about staging. And I've been in the real estate industry for about 10 years, but I do not have a design background. And I wonder if someone like myself, who certainly appreciates the benefits of staging, could in fact break away from the real estate agency type thing, which sounds like what Sharon does, that she's offering staging as a service to her buyers.
Correct.
Sellers. Sellers.
Right.
Yeah. And if one did not do that but just offered the service of staging to individuals and real estate professionals, is that something that's realistic for someone like myself who doesn't come from a design background but comes from a real estate background?
Absolutely. And I say that unequivocally because
Really? Those
are a lot of people that I help in our courses. And I primarily teach two segments of the population, and sometimes three. One would be the public, and the two largest groups would be people that are in real estate, such as Sharon and my husband Kirk Bohr and others who, like you, have preferred to list and sell homes, and that's been my passion so many years as well. I love the real estate industry. And the other segment are those that want to start a staging business. And, of course, as the founder of staging, because you both know I started this in 1972 when I was only 5 years old. No, because I'm getting younger. In Bellevue, the home. Yeah, that's
right.
And the home of staging is Bellevue. And so little did I know at that time that I was going to, in part, help create an industry called home staging. And one of the things that I teach to our realtors in the two-day class and our future stagers that do it as a profession in the two-and-a-half-day class is that it is not necessary to have an interior design degree. In fact, in some ways, it becomes a liability. Because when we're staging homes, too many decorators that take the course, which I love them, we have to say, no, enough is enough, less is more. And they tend to want to over-decorate. And the key to staging that both of you are well aware of, as well as my husband Kirk and Eric too, from all the things he's heard me talk about, is that decorating is optional and it's very personal. And staging is mandatory and it is depersonalizing in many ways. That is not a bad thing because we want to sell the space, not the items. And so decorators have a tendency to go in and add more ruffles and pink and purple and polka dots and all these things, which is great when you're living. However, to sell, we want to sell the picture, and the picture is the house. So I think of staging as the picture frame and the mat, and the picture is the house. So there are really thousands of realtors that I feel very blessed that are taking our courses and becoming accredited staging professional realtors, just like Sharon. And I want everyone to know that Sharon Chafin with Windermere is in the West Seattle office. And grab your pencil, because Sharon's phone number is 206-841-1655. And that's her cell phone, right, Sharon?
It is. Thank you.
You're welcome. 206-841-1655. And you could find Sharon on Windermere.com, and she would be glad to help you with ideas if you're a buyer or a seller about getting your home sold or buying a home. And where I see, Michelle, the realtor primarily fitting in, and you are a licensed practicing realtor as well, is to teach the seller why they need to do it. And as I say in my longer classes, because I had the joy, Michelle, of being with you in the condensed, shorter 3-hour segment that I do at Discover You once a quarter, and you can see it in the catalog or online when I'm going to teach the next one, is the last Saturday in August. And I feel all of us as realtors, our job is to teach the seller they need to do it and why and what the benefits are. And then when either one of you have a seller that doesn't have a lot of clutter and there's not a lot to do, you just give them this short little list. They watch the video that we produce called, you know, how to sell your home for top dollar and how to prepare your home for sale so it sells, and give them the criteria checklist, which you have, Sharon, as a graduate in the staging university. And then they can go ahead and stage the house. However, when there's a lot to do, then they need to bring in an accredited staging professional stager. And Michelle, when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. So both of you, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm thrilled to have you on the show, Sharon, and I'm thrilled to have you call in, Michelle, and we'll be right back. This is Barb Schwerz, and welcome back to Staging Life with Barb. It's my joy to have Sharon Chafin, that's C-H-A-F-I-N, right? And Sharon's on the show with me today as my special guest, and I really thank you for doing that.
Well, I thank you, and like I told you before, Barb, I've been waiting since 1988 to just meet you.
Wow.
And that was when I tried to do real estate part-time, and it wasn't working for me, but I had checked out some tapes of yours, and I was so very impressed with you.
Thank you.
I thought, someday I want to meet this woman, and here we are. I just can't believe this.
Well, I am honored. I am totally honored, and you know that some of my listeners have heard, and you heard about this, that, you know, I've had two heart surgeries, and I've had a couple of strokes, and here I am just feeling really great, and it's so great to be alive. And when you said that, I actually felt deep in my soul, wow, you know, it's so cool to be able to be together and right here on the air. It's just, so thank you for those precious words.
So wonderful. True.
Thank you. I want to talk about our class on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, we go out to a real home that's coming on the market for sale.
We sure did.
It was in Kirkland on Holmes Point. Beautiful house. And I divide the class into teams. And so we had 8 teams, which means we did 8 rooms and 6 in a room. And which room were you in?
I was in the living room.
And you were on the living room team.
Uh-huh.
And when you walked in the door and looked at the living room, basically and truthfully, what first came to you?
Well, just that there was not a good flow to it.
Okay.
That was kind of my first impression. It wasn't bad, really.
No.
It was just a very nice house.
Very nice house.
Very nice furnishings and all, but they were just, it was a little bit too much, too many, you know, little throws and things like that, and there wasn't quite a flow to the room. And it's funny, everybody on the team sort of felt the same thing, so we immediately started moving furniture around to create this, what we felt was a good flow.
Now, what that tells me, and you and I both know this, working with buyers too, is that buyers would have felt that way.
Uh-huh.
Because if all of your team, all 6 of you, felt that way, and sellers really need to listen to their real estate agents, because the agents are the people that work also with the public, and they know what buyers say. And buyers are very verbal, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They have no attachment to the houses they look at. It's not their home yet. And they say all kinds of things, not to be cruel. It's just like, well, this room's too small, or I can't imagine living here. What else do they tell you?
Mm-hmm. Why did they do that, you know? Yeah.
Why did they put that there?
What's going on here? Yeah.
So now when we were staging in the house, we had talked in class, as I shared with everyone, the first rule. What was the first part of steps to stage? What did your team do first? You stood in the doorway, and what'd you do?
We had to stand in the doorway and try to plan what we would keep and what we would take out.
So you made a plan together,
mm-hmm.
and yours truly, moi, little mini-me here, was running around taking the photographs. And Eric, this is so great because I say, all right, no one can move anything until I give everybody clearance. Mm-hmm. So it's like the military. We had a colonel on the last show. So I go in four corners. My God! We're going to barbarize the house. No. So we go in and I take the pictures. And then I said to Sharon and her team, mm-hmm. now you have clearance.
Right.
So what did you do next?
So then we took out things that we did not want and put them in the hallway or the doorway. If we had a hallway, so we used the hallway.
Yeah, you had a hallway.
Which was really the entrance.
And then what? What did we talk about that? What's in the hallway is now what?
Whatever's in the hallway is free for anyone else to take in the other rooms.
Which is so cool because
there's always a lot of trading going on. That was really fun.
Yeah, isn't that fun? It's like the price is right.
Yeah.
It's free. No. So we shop. There's shoppers in every teams, and they go to each room. Okay, so then what did you do next?
So then we just sort of stood there and talked, you know, about what we would keep and do we need something smaller here, we need something else here. Somebody go shop, you know, and look for some other lamp or whatever it is that we needed. So we had that going on. Meanwhile, I got relegated to the outdoors to cut some twigs because we decided we wanted to create something in one of the vases. So that was just something that I did.
And you did a great job.
I got to go outside.
You got to go outside. Because what we talk about, everyone, is that we're going to think seamless and wall-less. And that means that we're very fluid as we're staging the house. So what is outside could come inside. What's in the living room could go in the family room, that kind of thing. Because when we're living there, we tend to put things in rooms and leave them there almost forever. And we're so busy with our lives that we don't end up moving things around much. And once in a while, there'll be someone in a home, such as the female or the male, that'll start moving things. And the other spouse goes, what are you doing? Leave it alone. Just leave it where it is. I always sit in that lazy back chair. Don't move that thing. It's been there for 10 years. So in our classes and in staging houses, we just move them all around. And so where did you find the twigs?
Oh, well, I found some laurel bushes that were just sort of getting real out of control, and I clipped some of those and stripped the leaves off of them.
Yes, you did. That a girl.
And I cleaned up my mess.
And you cleaned up your mess, and you took them back in the house. And
took them back in the house, and then one of the gals there, because I'm not real great at that, so we had actual stagers in our group, of course, and they were really very helpful into creating. They were just putting some together and bunching them with some raffia. And putting them in different places, like either in a vase, or one idea was to put it across the mantle because the mantle was really very, very narrow. But it was so plain, we wanted to dress it up a little bit. So that was one idea that we had. We ended up changing it later, but that was one of the things we did.
Great. Now, you mentioned our ASP stagers because I have everyone in the class together because we all have one thing in common, and that's to sell the house.
Mm-hmm.
So the realtors, Eric, learn from the stagers, and the stagers learn from the realtors. And so Michelle, which I was so glad that she called in a little bit ago. She had to go, but when she called and asked the question, Michelle, if you're still listening, it's so important, the role of the ASP stagers. So when I think about how you saw what the stagers contributed and all the work that was done in that house. Oh,
yes.
My God. So did you see the need for an ASP stager?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And that also told me I did not want to be a stager.
Okay.
I definitely want to partner up with a stager.
Because you have other partners, like you have a mortgage broker that you love to work with.
Part of my team. That's definitely going to be part of my team. You have just really opened my eyes.
Oh, I'm so glad. And I hope you got to know some of the ASP stagers.
I did.
Because
they're wonderful.
Oh, that's so great. And they think that about you, too, because we're all trained and coming from the same point of view of honoring the client, honoring their possessions, to really serve in integrity, to tell the truth, and then we have all the talent of all of us as ASP realtors like yourself and ASP stagers with the idea of how to best position everything in the house to get that house top dollar. Now, why do you think buyers like to buy a staged house?
Oh, my gosh. You come in, and it just blows you away. It's very clean. I mean, you can see the walls. It's what you said, you know, the buyers only know what they see, not what it's going to be. For
that a girl.
Thing. Yeah. And they can see it. They can see if it's plain, if there's nothing in there, if it's vacant, you know, a lot of them just don't have the imagination to create that. And then if it's too cluttered, they can't, they just, it stagnates them. I think it just stagnates their thoughts.
It's
they
really
can't
hard.
Get past it.
It's
yeah.
really hard because it's closing in. I call it stressed. As you know, I always say to my friends, and in the class you heard me say this too, that it's like the rooms talk.
Exactly.
You know, they go like, help me, I'm stressed in here. I have so much clutter going on. And, you know, we bring it home one piece at a time, and we get used to it while we live in it because it accumulates over days, weeks, months, and years. And then all of a sudden, now we're going to sell, and we just have lost touch with how much is in there. And so the third eye that you really bring in as the realtor to say, now here's what the plan is. And as you know, I totally believe that staging is a marketing tool.
Absolutely.
And it helps you market the property, and it helps you sell the house easier, quicker, for more money, and it helps the buyers buy a house that they feel better about. And people have said to me sometimes, well, doesn't the buyer really resent, you know, paying more for the house? And I found, and I'm sure you support this too, that time is money, and buyers don't have a lot of time these days to go and fix a lot of things.
Right.
And so they'd rather have that in the loan because over the course of 30 years, it's like nothing to get that property staged ahead of time. So when they move in, it's all ready for them, and they can really see what they're buying, like you said.
I have to tell you, I had a little revelation while you were sharing with us about that clutter and what that does.
Good. Tell us.
It just made me think about, you know, when my desk is cluttered, I can't think straight. Well, ta-da.
I love that, ta-da.
Yeah.
I love ta-da. It's like, aha.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Exactly.
Oh.
It's just amazing because I've always known that if my desk is too cluttered, it's like, okay, I have to clear this off. I can't think straight. Well, you just brought that revelation to me in sharing that with it's busy and.
Wow.
And, yeah.
I love that analogy, and that's so true. I love it. Now, I want to tell everybody again where you are. You're at Windermere in West Seattle. And there's so many great agents with so many great companies, and it's just really neat to be able to focus in today with you, Sharon. And your phone number on your cell is 206. We all know that area code. And then it is 841-1655.
Thank you.
And you have email available as well at SharonChafin@Windermere.com. SharonChafin@Windermere.com. Okay. See, somebody's calling you already.
We
just had to shut that puppy off. They'll go into voicemail. So it's just really, really neat to have you on the show with me. And please come back to the class. All of our graduates can come back as many times as they want to repeat, because every time we have brand new information, we keep learning. And before you know it, you will be on our website, stagedhomes.com, so people can find you there, too. And please put your listings that are staged on stagedhomes.com, Sharon.
I plan on it. Thank you so very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's my joy. And as I bring today towards a wrap, I want to thank all of you listening, because without you, I would not be here.